Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Welcome into The View from Wayne America on Big Red Country KTCH 104.9. Online at WayneDailyNews.com, the city KCTY 989-1590. As we're here now with CEO of Providence Medical Center, Jim Frank. Jim, thanks for joining us today, and how are things going with you?
Well, thanks, Aaron, for inviting me on the show today. I guess I want to talk a little bit about COVID in Wayne America.
Perfect. So I know you released a document that you posted last week. We'll get to more information on that. Just kind of talk about what's Providence Medical Center has been up to lately and what's been going on at the hospital.
Well, like every hospital in Nebraska and pretty much the upper Midwest, we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of patients that we've seen and that have been treated in the hospital. So we do have some concerns that if the current trend does continue, that we may be at a point where our hospitals could be at capacity.
Gotcha. Do you have some numbers that you could provide what PMC has been dealing with?
I brought some numbers about the state of Nebraska. On October 15th, there were 323 hospitalizations. On October 31st, there were 612. November 15th, there were 914. And then today, there are 938. Mm-hmm. So there's been a dramatic increase just in the last 4 weeks alone.
Perfect. And then for folks that come to Providence Medical Center, what protocols are you guys going on right now?
Well, we have an isolated area. We call it our COVID unit that is physically separated from the general population. All the staff that goes in and out of those areas has to wear PPE, full PPE, which is personal protective equipment. So we we do that, of course, to keep our staff safe from contracting the virus themselves.
Again, we're talking with Jim Frank, CEO of Providence Medical Center here on The View from Wayne America. Jim, when a patient comes in that has contracted COVID, what happens, what goes through when they come into your facility?
Well, they're either coming in from the ER or the clinic, generally. They may or may not have had a formal test yet, so we will test them, send that off. They're immediately placed in droplet isolation, and that requires the full PPE, so the patient's protected and the staff is protected. Otherwise, the course of treatment has been standardized pretty much across the country, basically remdesivir, convalescent plasma, and high-flow oxygen. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit out of my ballpark, but that's what they use.
Perfect. And I know you posted a message last week asking everybody to do their part in slowing the spread. Can you explain more to our listeners kind of what you're trying to get across in that message?
Well, I think Governor Ricketts has been pretty clear the entire time throughout this pandemic. It's been proven that if we wear a mask, we can reduce the spread. If we wash our hands, and if we avoid what Governor Ricketts calls the three C's, close contacts, crowded places, and confined spaces. All those things will help us reduce the amount of coronavirus being transmitted. And in turn, that'll help the healthcare workers.
And I know Dan brought up a question, too, talking about elective surgeries. What happens there for when someone's coming in non-COVID related as well?
Well, that's really where the concern comes in. There is a matrix that the Nebraska Department of Health has put out. If we reach a certain number, then we have to reduce our elective procedures and those procedures that may end up in a bed in the hospital. So we want to try and avoid that if we possibly can. There are several hospitals that are at that point now that are once again reducing and eliminated their same-day elective surgeries.
And again, we're talking with Jim Frank, CEO at Providence Medical Center. I know last week our COVID risk style, Northeast Nebraska Public Health Department went into the red. What does that mean for you guys at the hospital when we move into that red category?
Well, really, we've been in our own red category. Since the beginning of this, we limit visitors. Our staff is all in masks. Direct patient care staff are in PPE. And so it really doesn't affect us other than the requirements for the elective surgeries.
And I know you mentioned before in your message, but what would you like to see community members continue to do to, like you said, continue to slow the spread?
Well, again, I think it makes sense to stay home when you can. Stay away from the large gatherings. Maintain your personal distance, and of course, wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jim, those are the main questions I had for you. Anything else you'd like to add at this time?
No, our current situation, I guess I didn't answer that question. We currently have 5 COVID patients in the hospital. We peaked as high as 16 total patients. Our average daily census over the course of a year is about 6 to 7 patients. So we're well double our general patient population.
Jim, appreciate your time for joining us here today. And of course, looking forward to hearing more information about you guys at Providence Medical Center down the road.
Yep. I just want to say one more thing. Thanks for all the support we have received from the community. It's been tremendous. And we just greatly appreciate that.
Again, Jim Frank, CEO at Providence Medical Center, joining us here on The View from Wayne America.
In the event you missed any portion of today's program, or if The View is broadcast at a time that is not convenient, you can now hear a podcast of The View on our website. Under Community, select the Podcast tab on WayneDailyNews.com.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.